In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
Okay, so who didn't take the collection for a while? What do you think? Who do you think should take the collection today? Somebody who didn't do it for a while. Campbell? And Sophia? Or maybe Campbell and... Elsabeth, when was the last time you took the collection? 2 weeks ago or somebody else? Do you want to take the collection? Okay. Today is the Sunday of All Saints. This first Sunday after the descent of the Holy Spirit, you remember that last Sunday we celebrated the descent of the Holy Spirit? This first Sunday after the descent of the Holy Spirit is dedicated to all the known and unknown saints. Now, I want to ask you today, what do you think? What makes a saint a saint?
He lets everything and he follows God. Like it said, like you said today, because the one who leaves his parents, his child, the people who love more their parents than me is not worth of me. The people who love their children more than me is not worth of me.
I think that's a good answer. I think that's a very good answer. I didn't expect it to come so quickly. We didn't prepare this last night, believe me. Because many people believe that a saint is somebody who has no sin. Have you ever thought about that? No? Many people think that a saint is somebody who has no sin. That's not true. Saints had their own sins, but they loved God above anything else. They left everything and they followed the Lord. And they loved. They loved their family, they loved their friends, but they loved God above anybody or anything else. That's who a saint is.
Judah was not a saint because he liked money more than Jesus.
Yeah, that's a good example. Judas loved money more than Jesus. And he left him because of money. Because he loved money more than the Lord. And in life, we have to make choices. What do I love the most? And I'm asking you today, what do you love the most? Or who do you love the most? Who do you love the most?
I just want to tell.
What are you saying? Your toe? Something wrong about your toe? But who do you love the most? Do you love your parents? Do you love your parents? Do you love your brothers or sisters? Do you? But do you love God more than your parents or your siblings? That's what it takes. That's what it takes to be a saint. To love God more than anybody or anything else. And sometimes in life, you know, we also have to make choices when it's about friends. To love, it means to make a choice, to choose something over something else. That's what it means to love. To choose something over something else. So in life, we are called to love God, and we are also called to make good choices. Is it easy to make good choices? Sometimes we have to say no to some things, but that also means to love. So do you want to be saints?
Yes.
That's all you have to do. To love God more than anything else and to try to make good, loving choices in life. Okay? Thank you very much. Christ is among us.
He is in our shepherd.
Many Christians are obsessed with salvation. Instead of loving God, they are obsessed with their own personal salvation. And even this, from something noble, for something very good, from the best goal of our life, could become something very selfish. Because in our relationship with God, the only thing we are called to do is to love God. But so many times we worry about our sins, we worry about our struggles, about how we could become better. As I told the children, to be a saint, it doesn't mean to be without sin. Saints had their own sins. Take each and every one of them, and you'll see that they had their own sins. But as I told the children, and as the children told me, what made them saints was the fact that they loved God above anything or anybody else. And that's what we are called to do. Just to love. Just to love God, to focus on Him, not to focus on us and on our shortcomings, but to focus on Him. And then our sins, our weaknesses, our brokenness will be healed and we will become like Him. But even when it is about loving God, there are different ways of loving God. Because many times we think that, yes, I do love God. That's what also Peter thought in that very interesting dialogue that the Lord had with Peter by the Sea of Tiberias after the resurrection of the Lord, when the Lord asked him, Peter, do you love me? And the Lord, of course, asked him because Peter denied him three times with an oath before the crucifixion. And now after the resurrection, the Sea of Tiberias, when Jesus met his disciples, he asked Peter, Peter, do you love me? Now it is very interesting that in the original Greek New Testament, When the Lord asked Peter, do you love me? He asked him, agapas me? What Peter answered, and is translated in English with, yes, Lord, I love you, he answered, phileo. The Lord asked him, agapas me? Peter answered, phileo. Agape, agapao, according to Strong's Concordance and Dictionary, is always defined by God a discriminating affection which involves choice and selection. That's what the Lord asked Peter. Do you love me above anything else? Do you choose to love me above anything else? Agapas me. And Peter answered, phileo. Now phileo means I love or friendship, regard with affection, cherish, I kiss. Phileo properly means to show warm affection in intimate friendship, characterized by tender, heartfelt consideration and kinship. Peter answered, "I have some warm feelings towards you. I will give you a kiss." And then the Lord asked him one more time, "Agapas me?" And Peter answered again, "Phileo. I have some warm, fuzzy feelings towards you." And then the third time, the Lord asked Peter, not agapas me, but this time, philas me? Do you really even have some warm, fuzzy feelings towards me? And then Peter got upset. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that phileo. I have some good feelings towards you." Let us ask ourselves today, how do we love the Lord? Do we have only some warm, fuzzy feelings towards Him? Or do we love Him above anything else? That's what the Lord wants from us. And that's what we need in order to become saints, in order to become separate of the world, in order to be raised above and not to be bothered by anything in this world. We need to love God above anything else. We need to love the Lord more than mother or father, brother or sister, or anybody else. Because if we love anything or anybody else more than God, when we are going to lose that person or that thing, that's going to really affect our life. And we could lose our joy. We could lose our soul, we could lose our life. That's why we are called to agape, to love and to choose the Lord above anything or anybody else. Therefore, we are faithful. As St. Paul says in today's epistle reading, let us love the Lord like the prophets and the holy people of the Old Testament that were given as an example in the epistle reading today. And since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And let us declare, I love you, Lord. I will love you, Lord. O Lord, my strength, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.